within a week of getting your license, you had your first accident.
An inexperienced driver.
How did you damage Mr. Garcia's car?
I parked in a tight spot.
You hit the mirror of his car.
Yes.
Now mom says he's scarred for life.
My son's 16. Mr. Yes harassed him at work.
How did he harass you at work?
I was walking and he cornered me and said that I need to handle this man to man.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Jose Diaz Garcia is suing co-worker 16-year-old Edgar Manjarez and his mother, Daniela Torres, for the cost to fix his side view mirror after Edgar sideswiped it.
Order. All rise. Yeah, it's case number 316 on the calendar in the matter of Diaz Garcia versus Torres Manjarez.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
How old are you, young man?
16.
You just get your driver's license?
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect. And how did you damage Mr. Garcia's car?
Well, I don't know if it was damaged already.
I don't care what you know. How did you damage Mr. Garcia's car?
I opened my door.
Explain that to me.
Well, I parked in a tight spot.
Why?
Because I was running late to work.
And the only parking spot was very, very small.
Yes.
What kind of car were you driving?
Silverado.
Big car?
Yeah. Yes.
Whose car is it?
My car.
Mother's car. How long have you been driving it?
Since I got my license.
Which was when?
August 23rd.
And when did you hit Mr. Garcia's car?
September 4th.
So, within a week of getting your license, you had your first accident.
Yes.
So you parked in a spot that was too small for your car because you were in a rush.
Yes.
And when you hit his car, you hit the mirror of his car.
Yes.
With your big Silverado truck. What kind of car was Mr. Garcia's?
Dodge Dakota.
What did you do when you hit it?
I waited for security because security is always walking around.
What do you mean you waited for security? You just stood at your car?
Yeah, waited for, in my car for security to come.
You waited in your car?
Well, outside, standing on it.
Yeah. What's your first name?
Edgar.
Edgar. Let's start that again. You got out of your car because you were late.
Yes.
You parked in a spot that you shouldn't have parked in. You hit Mr. Garcia's mirror. You started to give me a whole story about you didn't know if it was damaged before or what it looked like before. And then you just stood there for security to come.
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Or are you telling me that security came by?
I waited for security to come.
How long did you wait?
5 minutes.
You waited 5 minutes for security?
Well, I don't know the exact time, but it was a few minutes.
How many seconds did you wait for security? How many seconds did you wait?
20, 30.
20 seconds. Now, when you hit Mr. Garcia's car, did you call your boss to tell him you'd be late?
Yes.
So that would be a record of that in the phone. Before security came, did you call your boss and tell him you'd be late?
No.
No! Because you could have called your boss and told them that you were going to be late before security came, right?
Yes.
Because you knew there'd probably be paperwork. But you didn't. You just stood there and waited for security. Now, you were running late for work. What time were you do you understand where we're going, madam?
Yes, I am. I understand.
I knew you would understand. There is nothing more satisfying than grilling a teenager when he's trying to make excuses. Where were you exactly when security came upon your car? Where were you standing?
Outside.
Outside where? Front or back of the car?
Side door. My...
No, because that is a very, very narrow space. Narrow enough so that you hit his window. So you weren't standing in between unless they came up on you.
They came up on me.
That's right. Now, Edgar, anything else you want to tell me?
Supervisor... of security was standing waiting for me because I'm not supposed to be by myself because I'm underage outside of the casino.
What does that mean? You're not supposed to be by yourself, you're underage?
Because it's at a casino.
Yes. What do you do there, Edgar?
I work at the Fun Center as a party attendant.
What time will you do at work that day?
4.
And what time was it when you hit Mr. Garcia's car?
Right before 4.
How much before 4?
Like 2 minutes, probably like 3:58.
Perfect. Can I see a picture of the mirror of your car? Thank you. Is what you're telling me the mirror fell off?
Yes, Your Honor.
What year is your car, Mr. Garcia?
98.
What year is your car?
2007.
Do you want to tell me why you think your son is not responsible and therefore you're responsible for replacing this mirror?
I am insured, and Mr. Diaz wanted cash from the beginning and brought me a falsified receipt.
Just a second. If you have insurance...
Yes.
Just a second. Do you have a deductible on your insurance?
Yes, I do.
How much?
$500.
And how much did he want to fix the mirror?
$306.
So then why would you go through your insurance?
Because my car's not damaged. I wasn't going to pay the deductible.
Just a second. Your car had no damage at all?
No, my car's not damaged at all.
Now, if you report that your 16-year-old son, who had a license for 4 days, had his first accident, how much do you think your insurance would go up? A lot.
Probably.
So why wouldn't you want to take care of this bill for $300 without going through your insurance?
Because at the moment that it happened, I was in ICU with my husband.
Just a second.
And I wasn't
at home. So is what you're telling me it was not a good time?
No. The accident happened, and I texted Mr. Diaz, which I have the report from my company. I was in ICU at the moment. I couldn't
listen
take the call.
Listen to me. This is not a drama. I asked you a question. If I had a 16-year-old son who had his first accident 5 days after he got his license, there was no question that the damage he caused was his fault because he parked in a very tight spot. He wasn't careful opening his door. He hit somebody else's car. You are absolutely liable. The damage was small, and it could have been handled for a small amount of money, whereas if you reported it to your insurance companies, your premium would have gone up over the next, I don't know, 5 years, 7 years, however much it was. I guarantee you far more than $300.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
His insurance company conducted an investigation and determined that the accident was your fault, and therefore, his insurance company was not going to pay.
No.
And later today...
What other money do you think that he owes you for other than the $225?
I'm real strong about the travel arrangements, Your Honor.
I don't care if you're strong about them. Keep going.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jose Diaz Garcia says co-worker 16-year-old Edgar Manjarrez sideswiped his side view mirror. Edgar and his mother, Daniela Torres, are countersuing for harassment and threats.
Now, I understand that you were in ICU with your husband. That has nothing to do with this accident.
No, but I am insured, and I offered to pay, but he brought me a Dodge printout with the amount, which is correct, because that's what my mechanic told me, but under it, he wrote more money. I'm not going to give him more than what it is.
Just a second. If you were going through your insurance company, you told me you were going to go through your...
I was going to go through my... He offered, which is a minor. I wasn't around when it happened. He called, texted me and said, I got into an accident. And I go, okay, fine, I'll fix it when I come back. By then, he had offered money to Mr. Diaz. Not offered. They came into a mutual agreement.
He can't come to an agreement
with a 16-year-old. Well, because he's a minor. So when I came back, I said, no, we are insured. I've been paying insurance for 23 years.
Fine, so you wanted to go through your insurance.
Yes, but then he kept on texting me, and I said, I can't answer your phone calls right now. I'll call you when I get back. And he put a claim with this insurance company, which he did because I got, but it got declined because he didn't want to give them my info. He didn't want to go through my insurance.
He didn't want to go through your insurance?
No, I have Farmers.
That's not true. You're not.
Why would he not want to go through your insurance?
It is declined.
I just want to see what letter she has, please. They conducted an investigation and determined that the accident was your fault, and therefore, his insurance company was not going to pay.
No. Oh. No, yes, that's what happened. I'm not saying that's not what happened.
That's what this letter says.
Yes. And when I offered him my insurance, when that came along to my house, he said he wanted cash and brought me this receipt.
Fine. You have to pay him for his car. How much is it to replace the window?
The total right now is $549.
I want to see what you have to replace this mechanism.
Yes, right
and
there,
then The defendant is going to show me what she says she can have it fixed for, the same thing.
Yeah, let me see. This is the original receipt, Your Honor.
Let me see what you have. You have something different?
And I have the one he gave me, which
I'd like to see it.
And they said they didn't write that, but
I went to the window and dice twice.
Hers is.
Right, 30673. Okay, so you have to pay for the mirror. No question. You understand that? Your accident, you pay for it. And mother lets you drive a big car and you act irresponsibly when you're 16 years old, your mother has to pay for it. And I don't care if you get the money back from your insurance company or not. It's your insurance company. He's not going to go through his insurance, so his insurance goes up. You take care of it yourself. Now I'm going to hear your counterclaim very, very fast.
Okay, my counterclaim is that my son's 16. Mr. Diaz harassed him at work.
How did he harass you at work?
Well, I was walking to go to work. And
when?
It was a few weeks after.
A few weeks?
Or two, like the week after. Like the next week, next Saturday.
You have a difficulty with time. A week? 2 weeks? What is it?
Like a week after, the next Saturday.
Go ahead.
And then I was walking and he saw me and cornered me and said that I need to handle this man to man and not to be up. And which means.
Go ahead.
And I told him I can't talk to you, handle this with my mom. She told me she will handle this. And mm-hmm. he still kept going, and I told him I can't do this. And I just walked away to go to work.
And?
And that was it, I just went to work.
And what else?
He would still come to Fund Center and ask for money and start.
When? Well, so far we're talking about a week later when your mother said, I can't handle this now. So now nobody's handling it, it's a week later. When else did he harass you?
It was probably the next day, Sunday.
No. Let me explain something to you. If he doesn't remember the date, it couldn't have made much of an impression on him, madam. Do you understand?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
If your daughter had taken the car, mm-hmm. and if she had made the vast majority of her car payments, but was late a couple of times, you would not have repossessed the car, right?
No, I would have.
No.
I would have taken the car back.
I don't think you would have.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jose Diaz Garcia says co-worker 16-year-old Edgar Manjarrez sideswiped his side view mirror. Edgar and his mother, Daniela Torres, are countersuing for harassment and threats.
Now, you have to pay Mr. Garcia for his mirror. Mr. Garcia, he could have been more understanding if you were having difficulties at home with a husband who was ill. However, he's not a member of your family, so if he chooses not to be more understanding, I can't legally fault him. It's your son's responsibility. He did the wrong thing. I have a feeling he wasn't standing around waiting for security. I have a feeling that security came upon him. That's what I think. I think this baloney of him standing around waiting for somebody to come is just that, a lot of baloney, because he didn't call his boss right away and say, I'm going to be late. I'm waiting here for security. He didn't call his boss until security came upon him and got him. That's what he just told me. So I can understand Mr. Garcia's frustration. Should he have approached a 16-year-old? Probably not. But since your son couldn't even remember whether it was a week later or 2 weeks later, it clearly didn't make that much of an impression on him. You owe Mr. Garcia $306.73. Your counterclaim's dismissed. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may
Thank
step
you.
Out.
He deserved to get paid for his damage, but he didn't have to call my son up and corner him.
This is the first time I heard that I said that to him, but I never said anything to him.
I saw the mirror on the floor. I don't know if it was damaged already.
All I was asking just to pay, and that was it.
He was harassing my son, and he still is.
I believe that parents, they need to talk to their kids and vice versa, and take responsibility together.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Tam versus Beard. Step forward.
Robin Tam is suing her ex-son-in-law, 21-year-old Timothy Beard, for a car loan, travel costs, and automobile expenses.
Ms. Tam, Mr. Beard was married to your daughter. While they were married, you co-signed for a car for the two of them. When they separated and or divorced, Mr. Beard kept the car and moved out of state. That was by agreement. And he was making payments on the car. Then he stopped making payments on the car. Things got a little tight. you went and picked up the car. There was an agreement between the two of you that you were going to go and pick up the car. Otherwise, I assume you would have had a marshal to come and pick it up. But you went and picked up the car, you brought it home, and you believe he owes you a whole lot of money for a whole bunch of things. Your air tickets to go and pick up the car, the payments that you had to make on the car, and you'll tell me what else. I think Mr. Beard probably owes you some money, so. Let's start out with that, Mr. Beard, so you'll make my life somewhat easier. How many months were you behind in your car payment?
I had made a payment in October that was $35 short. Now, the next month, I had made a late payment, which was late, and it was a late charge. I made a $75 payment.
What was the car payment you were supposed to make?
It's $195.
Well, $75 payment is no payment,
correct,
Mr. Beard.
Correct.
Banks don't want to know that you're making a $75 payment or a $15 payment or a $10 payment. So far, what I have is you are one full month behind in your car payment.
Yeah, basically, pretty much, yeah.
And the car payment was $195?
It was $195.19, to be exact.
In what month did Miss Tam come to pick up the car?
Her husband and her daughter actually came and picked the car
when?
Up.
When?
It had to have been December 3rd, December 5th, maybe.
In December?
Right at the very beginning of December.
And where did they pick the car up from?
From my uncle's house, who I was living with at the time.
At the time, Miss Tam, that your husband and your daughter went to pick up the car, how many car payments were behind?
According to the bank statement and the call that we received from the bank.
Don't tell me about a call. All I want to know is the bank statement.
$420.95, and that was to catch it up through December.
No, not through December. You picked the car up in December, December 3rd. So not through December. So I'm deducting from the $420.95. You had the car. So $225. Now, why do you think he owes you any more than $225?
Well, when it came to the travel expenses, he did not agree to have us come get the car.
I don't care. He don't get travel expenses. What else?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay. Where's the car now?
We're trying to sell the car right now.
Who drove the car last week?
Cheyenne drove it in Mountain Home.
And 2 weeks ago, who drove the car?
Cheyenne did.
So she's driving the car.
She was trying to help us sell the car.
Your contract was with both your daughter and your former son-in-law. Now you have the car back. What other money do you think that he owes you for other than the $225 that he used when he drove the car and he didn't pay for?
I'm real strong about the travel arrangements, Your Honor, because
I don't care if you're strong about them. Keep going.
Because of the resistance that we got from giving us the car.
Listen to me. Now, I understand it that you don't want your credit to be placed in jeopardy because of somebody who is now a stranger to you. But if your daughter had taken the car and if she had made the vast majority of her car payments but was late a couple of times, you would not have repossessed the car, right?
No, I would have.
No.
I would have taken the car back.
I don't think you would have. What kind of work does your daughter do now?
She's like in an accredited school program.
Does that mean she works or doesn't work?
She doesn't work.
She doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So who makes the car payment?
Right now I do.
Right. Now, you repossess the car. You can sell the car, but you choose to let your daughter, who is not paying for the car, that's in violation of your contract, drive the car. Right?
She drove it for 2 weeks.
Listen to me. Don't tell me 2 weeks. So your contract was with the two of them. And when I said to you, if your daughter was a couple of $100 behind in a car payment, you wouldn't have repossessed it. You said, yes, I would have. But she's driving the car now, not paying a penny.
I understand.
But judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $225. That's
all. Thank you, Judge.
Bodies are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I just wish that we could have gotten reimbursed on the travel expenses because it wasn't agreed upon. Matter of fact, we had a lot of resistance to getting the car back.
She made a good decision. It was really a waste of my time. They're just a bunch of bitter people, and I'm just happy to move on with my life and hope they do the same.
I think there's a lot of hurt and resentment there still with the marriage, and I think that that was part of it.
Don't marry somebody you don't know, man. Make sure you know them before you marry them, for real. Wait till you're old, man. Enjoy your youth.